This is Tomer with the local news for Sunday, July 5th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman writes that many of the tributaries feeding the Hudson River have, quote, significant threats to health for swimmers due to findings of high levels of the Enterococcus bacteria, the environmental organization Riverkeeper reports. In the How's the Water report the group put out last week, 72% of samples from tributaries leading into the Hudson River failed bacteria tests. Quote, the EPA has estimated that as many as 3.5 million Americans are sickened each year from contact with recreational water, primarily due to pathogens associated with sewage and other fecal contamination, unquote, the report said. The report said that the swimmers are less at risk when using Hudson River tidal areas than inland waterways, and that the risk of contamination is higher after rainfalls. See the full report at newsroom.wgxc.org. Today is Sunday, July 5th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 81 and a low around 60. Monday should also be sunny with a high near 84. There's a slight chance of showers after midnight Monday, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.